Hello.
Hello, this is Philip Avery with Archtop Fiber. Is this Rachel Senior? Hi. So we got a you made a comment on our survey stating that your speeds you're seeing right now aren't different from what you were seeing with Spectrum previously. I'm calling you because I'm trying to see if we can't potentially assist you in figuring some of the issues out and the reasons why you're seeing speeds slower. What device are you currently using that's seeing speeds that are very similar?
Well, I just mean overall, like our overall experience, no matter what device we're on, like I haven't noticed anything is much faster or much, or, less skipping on the TV or things like that. I do some things for my job every Monday morning where I have to download a really large file and then upload it to a different place, and that doesn't seem to be any different speed than what I had with Spectrum. So I expected that to just be faster because I think I had, trying to remember which one I had with Spectrum now, but I think I had the 500.
Real quick for me, just so I can verify a couple bits of information, what is your service address?
107 Joseph's Drive in Saugerties.
Thank you very much for that. And what is the email address we have on file for you?
Rachel.Rubin@gmail.com.
Thank you very much for that. And can you tell me can you spell your last name for me? Just to make sure.
Senor.
Thank you much for that, Rachel. Yes, I'm seeing that. Okay, so let me see what I'm seeing, 'cause I before I called you, I did a couple of looks into it. I'm showing that at your router that we provided to you, you are getting a speed of 1,029.84 megabytes up download speed and 1,052.8 megabytes upload speed. I am noticing as well that a lot of your devices are connected via Wi-Fi. Is that correct? So from what I have experienced in the past with a few of our other customers, some of their devices may show slower speeds due to that Wi-Fi connectivity. On like your iPhone, do you have the ability to connect to our 6 gigahertz Wi-Fi band?
I have no idea. How do I do that? I don't even know what that means.
All right. So essentially there are three different bands that our modems and our routers can provide to our customers. There's the standard what you see with most devices, which is the 2.4 gigahertz. Looks like your printer, your Ring camera, your security system, and I don't know, it might be like an espresso maker or something. I don't know. It's just called Espresso IF. I don't know which one that is. It's one of your devices. Those four are connected on our 2.4 gigahertz bandwidth. That's the standard speed that's been around for since Wi-Fi came out and about. Most of your other devices are connected via the 5 gigahertz bandwidth, which is one of the newer ones that does, allow for faster speeds than the 2.4, and it's less cluttered. And then for the fastest speeds available, there's something called the 6 gigahertz. Can I ask what kind of iPhone do you currently possess?
At this very moment, I have a 14 Pro, but my 16 is on the way.
Fantastic 14 Pro. I'm looking up real quick, seeing if they can connect to our Wi-Fi 6. So yes, the 14 Pro does support Wi-Fi 6.
I'm less concerned about my phone. I mean, it's really like my laptop and the TVs, if there's anything that we can.
Okay, what kind of laptop do you have?
MacBook Pro.
Do you know what year it is?
2019, I believe.
Is it the 16-inch one?
So here's the confusing part. So that's one I have currently. My primary one has been shipped to Apple because it needs a new battery. So it's in transit. I have a loaner for my company right now. So that's why the 16 is what's
No.
showing because it's online.
Okay, I'm just going to look up real quick and see if that one is able to connect to our Wi-Fi 6. They should be able to. Sorry, I'm just doing the quick bit of research. I don't know the specifics of your devices, so I have to look those up.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like the 2019s can actually support the Wi-Fi 6 bandwidth, which is known as it's the protocol for it is called 802.11, and then there's specific letters that go behind it. So the Wi-Fi 6 is 802.11.ax, and it looks like the MacBook Pro for 2019 has the 802.11ac, which is our 5 gigahertz bandwidth. So do you have the capability of potentially plugging it in via an Ethernet cable by any chance?
No.
No? Okay. Probably,
we don't have anything hardwired in the house.
No worries there. I was just running a bit of troubleshooting, trying to see if I can't figure that out. So from the looks of it, the laptop you do currently possess, because of its age, it wasn't configured for 6 gigahertz bandwidth. I know your iPhone will be able to get onto there. Looks like you have a Toshiba 4K. Is that for, Amazon Fire? It's not giving me the
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. The Fire TV.
Fire TV. Let's see if it can connect to the Wi-Fi 6. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to make sure that. So let me check your router real quick. See if it's set up for the pretty much our protocol to enable Wi-Fi 6, because it looks like a lot of them are using pretty much the password protection grade 3, and a lot of devices usually use password protection grade 2. So give me 1 second. Let me look into this. Let me see. Full. Okay, so from what I'm seeing, everything hasn't been changed at all on your device. So I'm just going through all the back end processes I know of. So, on your laptop, would it be possible for you to do me a favor real quick? Can you open up a browser on your MacBook real quick for me, if it's possible?
Let me get. Yep, need a minute to get to it. I opened a browser.
All right. Can you navigate to a page called Speed Test? That's speedtest.net. Once the page loads, it should say it's speedtest.net powered by Ookla. So OOKLA.
I don't see that, but I see a go button and I see Archtop Fiber. I don't see whatever the OCLA stuff is, but I see speed tests and the go
so
button.
You should see a go button. Go ahead and click that go button. That's going to do a real quick test of your essentially your Wi-Fi network to show you about how fast the speeds are actually going. This way I can see what the differential ratio is for the speed of what your laptop's receiving versus what we're seeing on our end for our modem and for our modem.
Okay. Okay, it's finished.
All right. What is the download speed?
506.65.
Okay. And what is the upload speed?
487.33.
Okay. So that sounds like that's about standard for what you're going to see on a Wi-Fi connection, because Wi-Fi connections typically are, you know, slower than what you're going to see at a wired speed, such as like if you're at the wired speed, you're going to see almost identical speeds to what we're seeing directly at the modem, because it's getting that direct throughput. I understand nothing in your house is wired. Everything is wireless.
Mm-hmm.
The only option I can suggest is getting some of your devices, if possible, onto our Wi-Fi 6, because I know with Wi-Fi 6, you will see speeds closer to what you should be experiencing on a wired connection.
Okay.
I have devices out here. I have one I'm actually running a speed test with my cell phone right now for, you know, the speeds of what we're supposed to be getting, and I'm on a Wi-Fi 6 connection. You might see these as well on your iPhone. I'm not too sure how to double check to make sure that you are. Let me see, what was it called again? It was the let me see if that pops up for anything. I don't think I see that popping up at all. Because I know for like your Wi-Fi connection, that's just your Wi-Fi radio. So, not you do. Notifications. Sorry, I'm not super familiar with, you know, our like the back of the back end kind of technical support. I'm trying to see if I can't do this. One of the things that I saw that was suggested is like for your, do you have the Plume Home Pass to connect to your device, your modem, essentially?
The app? I have the Home Pass app.
Okay.
Yep.
Can you go ahead and launch into that for me real quick?
Yeah, I have that open.
All right. Let me find my information on this one real quick. So much stuff. I have stuff put in like different locations. So sorry about that.
That's okay.
Doing my best to, you know, help as much as possible. Okay. Okay. So let's see. Because it's in like 30 different bajillion places where you can find stuff at. Let me go to my little helper browser real quick. And I will be able to assist you there. Can I put you on a brief moment while I find this information for you to help guide you?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right. Please hold them.